How cool would it be?
Yeah.
If Mason Monday became a thing.
Oh.
Like, for example, companies start giving people a Monday off as a mental health day,
yeah.
and it gets known, like, all over the place. If you're taping something, somebody says Scotch Tape.
Yes.
That's a brand.
Oh, yeah, it's a brand.
That's not the name of it. Or you know, there's several things. What if
Kleenex.
Yeah.
Google.
Right.
Yeah.
What if Mondays off for mental health became known as, like, what are you doing next Monday? Well, I'm not working. It's a Mason Monday.
It's a Mason Monday.
It would outlive you forever.
You know, it does. It is part of my brand, isn't it?
But think about
taking
it.
Taking days off.
200 years from now, people will be saying, are you working next week?
No, Mason Monday.
Start Tuesday. I got a Mason Monday. How great would that be?
Wow. That would
be
awesome.
All right. Hey, let me ask you guys something. Did you read, and be honest, all three of you,
mm-hmm.
did you guys see the NFLPA released the preseason rankings for player products sold, the top 10?
Player products?
Like
sold?
What player jerseys sold the most,
yeah,
player shirts.
Seen,
have you seen it,
Greg?
It,
not seen
no,
it.
No.
All right, Jorge. Greg, do you think the three of you
yeah.
can get all 10 before three strikes?
NFL jerseys.
Yeah. Or merchandise.
Jerseys,
t-shirts,
jersey
hats.
Merch, stuff like that.
I'll give you three strikes, and you can work together. Do you think you can get
I think
it?
We'll get close, but I don't think we'll get 10.
I Let's think try. You can do it.
Don't be so negative over there.
Yeah. I think
I'm a negative man.
All right. Greg, $1,000 mythical money. I say the three of you do it. You say you can't do it.
Cannot do it.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you want me to give you guys the positions?
Yes.
No.
We should get the positions. That's.
I mean, that, I mean, that's all I would give you. I'm not giving you teams or names or anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, tell us how many quarterbacks, how many.
All right. There are 7 quarterbacks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
There are 2 wide receivers and 1 other. If I gave it to you, it would be unfair. If I gave you the position, it would be unfair because you'd get it right away. So 7 quarterbacks, 2 wide receivers, and 1 other.
Other.
All right, go.
All right, so the 1 other.
Well, Brady is one of them.
Yeah, Brady's
Tom Brady, Brady number Brady. 1.
Yeah, there you go. The 1 other that would give it away right away has to be...
Like a kicker or a punter or a...
Aaron Donald.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh,
Aaron Donald, yeah, yeah. number 5.
Okay. The wide receivers have to be the 2 big ones that changed
Devontae
teams.
Adams.
Yep.
Correct. Devontae Adams, number 7.
And Tyreek
Hill? I don't think so.
Is that a guess?
Yeah, that's a guess. I don't think it is.
All right, strike 1.
Strike 1.
Tyreek Hill...
Now, do you think
Number 14.
Do you think it would be Cooper Kupp? That's not a guess.
Let's come back to it. Let's do quarterbacks.
Okay.
So we got Brady.
You got 1, 5, and 7 so far, and you only have 1 strike.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers has got to be.
Aaron Rodgers.
Conner, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is strike 2.
No.
Wow.
Now, can I give you guys a hint? Now you have 2 strikes?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
No.
Well, yeah, because you want to win.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but
money.
Think about.
I got it.
Okay.
You got Herbert and you got Joe Burrow.
Correct and correct.
Okay. Nice.
Joe Burrow, number 4. Justin Herbert, number 10. So you're down to your last strike, but you already have 1, 4, 5, 7, and 10. So you need 2, 3, 6, 8, and 9. I'll tell you this. 2 is a quarterback. 3 is a wide receiver, 6 is a quarterback, 8 is a quarterback, 9 is a quarterback.
Okay, so it's all quarterbacks and we have 1 wide receiver. So, okay, so the
quarterback from the Bills, what's his name?
Josh Allen.
Very good. Josh Allen, number 9.
Good call. So we've got 4 left.
You've left out a really obvious one.
A really obvious one.
I thought Aaron Rodgers was pretty obvious.
No,
yeah.
Me too.
But, you know, he's not even in the...
Oh, Mahomes?
Correct. That's Patrick the one I thought Mahomes. Was really obvious. Yeah. That's number 8. All right, so now... You just need 2, 3, and 6.
Okay.
But you're down to your last site. 2 is a quarterback.
Yep.
3 is a wide receiver.
And 6
is
a quarterback.
Well, we should probably just figure out the wide receiver at this point.
Well, it's I think it's probably Cooper Kupp.
That's my guess, but who else could it possibly be that would be a wide receiver that would be worth getting? Jamar Chase would be a really good one. Especially with Burrow being on
there.
But
I think Triple Crown,
I say Kupp.
We're going to go Cooper Kupp.
Number 3,
nice.
Cooper Kupp.
Nice.
Good for him, by the way.
That's impressive, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're only missing number 2 and number 6. They're both
quarterbacks.
No hints. No more hints, John.
Okay.
Both quarterbacks.
Both quarterbacks. So we have to start thinking about, let's go.
Now you're going to sabotage
I'm not. No, I'm
no, he's not. No, he's trying. He's come up. He just came up with Mahomes.
And Mahomes. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to say him.
Big quarterbacks have changed teams this year.
Hey, stop giving hints.
I made an oom sound. Mason.
That's a hint, but it'd probably be Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Boom. Yeah. Russell Wilson number two.
No more hints, no words,
okay.
Nothing.
Well, this is it, because you only need number six, and you're down to your last strike.
And it's a quarterback.
So which quarterback?
Who are you going with?
You're not going with your guy? No.
Not going to go with Stafford? It's either Stafford.
I don't think it's going to be
Stafford. So let's name a couple of ones that we think it could possibly be.
Okay.
So it'd be Stafford could possibly be one. Tua could technically be one, but I don't think so. I don't think so either. Not at number six.
Number six, two quarterbacks, rookies.
It's not going to be Derek Carr. Although Derek Carr sold the Raiders sell a lot.
Kenny Smallhands Pickett.
It's not. I will say this. It's not Kenny Smallhands Pickett.
That's a terrible nickname to have, by the way. Kenny
Smallhands.
Okay, let's.
Can I say this?
No, no, you can say nothing. You can say nothing.
No, this is actually. You won't get mad at this hint. This is a reasonable hint. At some point, you guys have mentioned him.
Oh, see, that's a hint.
Oh, at some point. It's Stafford.
I think it's Carr, but we'll go with Stafford.
Stafford?
Stafford.
It's ridiculous. You gave it away.
Number six, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, you gave it away. That's such garbage.
Oh, I gave you $1,000 yesterday. Just give it back.
Just shut up. Stop whining.
Oh. Can't play the game. Right.
Stop whining.
This is not in the game.
Minus one.
You're starting the game.
Warning.
First component.
Warning.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of those quarterbacks, actually the guy that didn't.
All right, so again, so you guys did a good job of narrowing that down. Here is the list. Brady, Russell Wilson, Cooper Kupp, number three.
Yeah,
good for him.
That's awesome.
Joe Burrow and Aaron Donald. There's the top five. Matthew Stafford, six. Devontae Adams, seven. Patrick Mahomes, eight. Josh Allen, nine. Justin Herbert, 10. Amazing thing about that list. Three Rams. In the top 10.
That's what happens when you win
Cooper
a Lombardi
Cup
trophy,
3,
huh?
Aaron Donald 5, Matthew Stafford 6.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, I want to get this in. John, Brian Windhorst was on a podcast, some podcast.
Windy!
I don't even know what podcast. But
ESPN Daily.
ESPN Daily. He was on the ESPN Daily podcast.
That's Pablo Torres'
podcast. And he talked about LeBron James and his future with the Lakers. Listen to this.
I don't sense that LeBron wants to leave the Lakers, but I would be remiss to not point out that the Cavs have positioned themselves to have huge salary cap space next summer when LeBron could potentially be a free agent, and they have this growing young team. In fact, the team that they have right now is more potent than the team that they had that he returned to in 2014.
So we're coming up on and what is the actual date that LeBron James can?
August 4th.
Oh, really? So
next week. Yeah.
Does that mean, so he's got an option, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he can pick up for?
No, it's not an option. It's
he's
eligible for an extension, and a few things can happen. He can extend for 1 year. He can extend for 2 years. He's over the age of 38, so he can't do more than two.
Okay, so let me just get this straight, and I'm sure there are people at home trying to do this in their heads. So we have him for this year no matter what.
Correct.
We're talking about extending him either
for one or two more years.
2 years past this year.
Correct.
Okay, and he has the option to sign whatever extension he wants. He could.
Well, the Lakers have to offer it to him, but yeah, I think the Lakers will give him. We'll sit down with Rich Paul and say, okay, this will explain. I'm taking this from Mark Stein.
Okay.
LeBron has three options.
Okay.
He can play out his current contract at $44 million and become a free agent after this year, or he can sign a 1 year extension worth $47 million, or a 2 year max extension worth $97 million, and presumably contain a player option for year two. So those are the three options. Play this year, become a free agent. Sign a one-year extension for $47 million, or a two-year extension for $97 million. Those are the three.
So we're talking about, aren't we talking about next Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow. And what do you do Now, I personally think he's going to sign an extension of some kind.
All right.
Personally think
here's my two cents on this.
Yeah.
I have no issue with Brian bringing up that
the Cavs have sort of laid the way or whatever.
Have left cap room, whatever. Everybody I've talked to about this, and I've talked to some people in LeBron's camp, and I've talked to some people at the Lakers, tell me that LeBron doesn't just like it in L.A. He loves it. His family loves it. He's become – his businesses are thriving. He loves living here. His wife loves living here. I can't see LeBron going to another team. But I don't control it. You know, I mean – and in terms of – I think next week, if the Lakers offer him an extension and he doesn't sign it, people are going to freak out. Maybe he just wants to wait to see what the roster is going to look like, which is totally reasonable, right?
So he can sign it anytime after next Thursday.
Sure. Wouldn't you?
So he could wait and see if the Kyrie thing happens or if Westbrook's off the roster or any of that stuff.
Or any other moves. And I don't see any scenario where, and I think this is where you were going, where LeBron's not a Laker this upcoming season.
No, this upcoming season.
But you said if he turns down the extension, you might try and trade him,
I would
right?
try to trade him. Yeah. You can't let the greatest player, one of the greatest players in the history of the game, walk away for nothing.
So we're just speculating here. But I envision LeBron playing for the Lakers this year, and if he wants to play past this season, I think it's in a Laker uniform. But that's
so we can
me
start,
hoping with my heart as well as my head.
We can start extension watch next Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next for you, let's see, what else is on the page here? Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers on what motivates him and Velveeta Martinis.
Oh, God.
Next, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mason, Ireland. Oh, John, they're playing my song. So, I felt
no one marries for money.
I felt this to be interesting.
It's always
John.
Love.
You should marry for love. So, Aaron Rodgers was asked what motivates him.
Did you find an heiress yet, Bergman?
God, I need one.
What four-letter word do you think motivates Aaron Rodgers?
Four-letter word that motivates Aaron Rodgers. Beef.
No, that's a good guess. No, it's love.
Love of football?
Love, probably just tapping into the love of the game, love of my teammates. You know, that's what gets me up in the morning, coming in here and loving what I do, and I have that gratitude for this opportunity because at some point the ride's going to be over. Love, John. Love is what motivates Aaron Rodgers. That is the fuel in the Aaron Rodgers tank.
I like what he said at the end there. Some point, it's going to be over.
Yes.
I've been trying to do a better job lately of appreciating
stuff that's happening right now.
Right. Phil Jackson used to preach this a lot, that to live in the now, what happened previously, it's over.
Yep.
What's happening in the future, you can't really do anything about until you get there. Live in the moment.
Yep.
Enjoy the journey.
Right.
Don't worry about, like, if you had a bad day yesterday, if you are worried about something that's coming up. Worrying doesn't help you.
It doesn't help.
And if you can, and this sounds easier than it really is. Mm-hmm. If you can live in the now, like if you want to have a fun test to mess around, if you try and learn meditation, one of the things they teach you to do.
Do you meditate?
I try.
You try.
And this is where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Try and sit for 5 minutes and clear your head of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, do not think of anything. Just try and, thank you, Jorge. Leave your mind blank. It's hard.
It is hard.
Within 30 seconds, you're like fighting, okay, what am I doing after this? Why am I bored? What is it like?
Right, but that's
part of it. If you can train yourself, and then if you can do 5 minutes, then the next week try and do 8 minutes and then try and do 10. And there are guys that do it for like 30.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's not easy. And if
so I do the cloud approach. Do you know the cloud approach?
I don't think so.
So you think of the sky, right? When you're meditating, think of the sky. And these thoughts keep coming by, and they're like big clouds. And instead of paying attention to what's in the clouds, you just let them pass. That's the way I meditate. I use the cloud technique.
Either way.
I use Headspace, Headspace
yeah,
app.
It is hard. Yeah. I think doesn't LeBron – no, LeBron isn't part of Headspace. He's part of Calm.
Calm, right.
Yeah,
that's
what LeBron
doing. Yeah.
But if you can appreciate – I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is talking about. He doesn't know how many – more years he's going to get to play.
Right.
This could be it. And it happens fast at the end, man. Look at Drew Brees. That thing happened fast.
See, I've been trying to do a better job of what you're talking about, too, is recognizing the now and where we are and all this stuff. And I thought about it. You know, like, for example, we did the Mandy Awards and we did the softball game and they were great big events and they were really cool and all that stuff. And, you know, for the first time, I started appreciating that and thinking, you know what? Probably in 10 years, I'm not going to have this scene anymore. Like, this
right.
is probably...
Maybe in 2 years.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't know.
You never know how it's going to turn out. So I've been trying to pay attention or to tune in to more. But Aaron Rodgers, love.
Yeah, it's interesting. What was the Velveeta thing?
Okay, so Velveeta. The delicious cheese food product. I don't even think it's cheese.
It's not cheese.
It's a delicious...
It's like imitation cheese?
Product. Yeah.
Jeez, that's bad.
They have unveiled their cheese-infused vodka martini drink.
Come on, man.
So the company has released a martini drink that can be made up with the new vodka and cheese-infused olives. The drink is part of the cheese company's new marketing pitch called La Dolce Velveeta. Now, I think that's a little... It's overselling Velveeta, but Velveeta is pretty damn good. Now, do I want it in my martini? You know my history with martinis. I'm probably not going to drink one, but does cheese make sense? Now, when I used to drink, I would always get a hunk of blue cheese inside the olive.
No,
isn't this the same thing?
Don't want any cheese in my martini. How about you, Bergman?
No, absolutely not. That's disgusting.
Although I will say this, I lived in Westwood. Oh, we forgot to do the recruiting thing.
Oh, that's right.
We can do it. We can do it next week.
I've still got it.
Yeah, we can do it next week.
Yeah, okay.
But when I lived in Westwood,
yep.
We used to go to Stan's Donuts.
Sure.
Really famous.
Stan's is closed now, right?
Yeah, they didn't survive the pandemic.
That's too bad.
But they put cheese in a lot of their Danish. You know,
sure, cheese Danish.
And they were great. But I mean, they put it in like every type of Danish. They added a little bit of cheese, and it was great.
Yeah, no.
See, sometimes cheese can sneak in there and do some good.
By the way, you mentioned Stan's Donut. Did Diddy Reese survive the pandemic?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, I hope so. I'm going to look it up.
Diddy
that place
Reese
is, delicious.
Is the best, man. For like almost nothing, you get like two cookies and a little milk, and it's friggin' awesome. I hope Diddy Reese survived.
It looks like it's still open.
Yeah, they're on Broxton in Westwood. I hope it's still there. I hope it's still there.
Okay. But, by the way, I wanted to slip this in before we get to your lie of the
day. Oh, lie of the day. That's right.
I think I have two. One of them, if it's the lie, was an elaborate genius lie by you. If that's one of them.
Jorge lie? I can hear him through the glass laughing.
Jorge, I'm gonna send it to you and tell me if this is too elaborate, but it could be. I mean, Mason's smart enough to pull it off. But if you did this, it's one of the biggest legwork lies of all time. I don't think this is it. But Jorge,
if you think you know the lie, by the way, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN.
Jorge, did you look at what I just sent you? Do you think that's it or no way? You think that is it?
Oh, you think that's what it is?
I don't know. It's either that or I have one other one.
Is that your best guess?
No.
Okay. Hold your best guess.
Okay.
Maybe you can help somebody.
Okay.
If you think you know the lie of the day, you can win a pair of tickets right now to see Real Madrid versus Juventus
tomorrow at the Rose Bowl. Soccer Champions Tour featuring five iconic clubs from around the world, including Real Madrid, Juventus, Barcelona, Chivas Guadalajara, and Club America. Tickets for tomorrow's game right now if you figure out the lie of the day. And if you want tickets, visit SoccerChampionsTour.com. That's SoccerChampionsTour.com.
All right, so the thing I wanted to slip in here before we go to lie of the day is that stat I was trying to give about Ohtani earlier. I want to give the exact stat.
Okay.
Highest slugging percentage with runners in scoring position over the last 50 years.
Okay.
Number three, Mark McGwire, 615.
Okay.
Number two, Mike Trout, 616. Number one, Shohei Ohtani.
Wow.
621. Slugging percentage of 621 with runners. Greatest in the last 50 years. Lowest slugging percentage allowed with runners in scoring position. So the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
The pitcher who is who you want on the mound with runners in scoring position. Number three, Aroldis Chapman, 226.
Sure.
Number two, Dylan Betances.
Yeah, from the Yankees. Yeah,
yeah. 211. And number one, Shohei Ohtani, 201.
Wow.
So he's not only the guy you want up with runners in scoring position, he's the pitcher you want on the mound if there right. are runners in scoring. That's unfathomable to me that that's the same guy.
No, I was just sitting here thinking, What? So there's been more Angels conversation this year than in any other year in
for all
years,
the wrong reasons.
Probably since 2002. Yeah. But not necessarily for the wrong reason. A lot of it has been just awe and amazingness over Shohei Ohtani. That's why I don't think the Angels trade him. This is the only reason to follow the Angels. It's the whole point of the Angels is Shohei
right,
Ohtani.
So if you trade him, there it goes.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we'll get live the day coming up next here. Then we got Game of Games. Whose game is it today? Is it Jorge? Jorge's game today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, at some point today I told a lie. You guys now, I think, all know what it is.
Yeah, it could have been a couple of things, though. I have a feeling it's going to – well, let's see. Line seven is Gary in Anaheim. Gary, if you can get Mason's lie, we're sending you to the soccer game tomorrow between Real Madrid and Juventus at the Rose Bowl.
Well, I think Mace went to a big effort to set this up, and maybe it was too obvious, but I don't know if he really got a speeding ticket doing 79.
Gary, you got it.
Yes!
That was a very elaborate lie.
Yeah, never got a speeding ticket. By the way, what's weird is Boss Amanda said that cop is always on the right side of the road as you're driving downtown. Did not get a speeding ticket today. Completely made up. It's a bonus because we got a couple of segments out of it on top of everything else.
Right. By the way, Gary, with that lie, I went to him. He was telling me the story about the speeding ticket at the very beginning when we first sat down for our meeting. And I go, that's the lie, isn't it? Let me see the ticket. And he goes, no, it's real. It's in my car. I was like, all right, fine.
Ticket's in my
Lied
car.
About the lie.
Lied about the lie. Hey. I told Greg he didn't have the lie when he figured out he did.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Correct.
George
It's
Costanza.
Not a lie if you believe it.
Okay, so I want to throw this out there. We're trying to get everything in today. It is National Chicken Wing Day.
Okay.
National Wing Day.
Okay.
Okay, so very important questions. Jorge, you answer. Bergman, you answer. Drumsticks or flats?
Flats.
Drumsticks.
Flats.
Drumsticks.
Wow, so we're 50-50.
Okay. Blue cheese or ranch dressing?
Ranch.
No sauce.
Neither.
Blue cheese.
No, wow. Blue cheese is gross.
In a lot of ways, the wings become blue cheese delivery devices. All right, how about this one? Your go-to wings. It can be a local. It doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be Wingstop. We love Wingstop and we love Buffalo Wild Wings and all those guys, but
I like the garlic parmesan wings, and I think both those places have them.
Have them? Okay.
I think both Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop have them, but that would be me, garlic parmesan.
What's your go-to, Jorge?
Just buffalo, straight up buffalo sauce.
Straight
just
up buffalo.
Yeah. Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper.
Lou Williams, lemon pepper Lou.
I say
lemon
pepper's the best. Make them spicy as hell. Sign me up. Spicy as hell and some blue cheese.
By the way, you think I could use the Lou Williams line to get away to go to a strip club? Honey, I swear I went there for the wings.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
That's not going to work, is it?
Nope.
I know somebody that goes to a gentleman's club right over by Channel 11. Mm-hmm. And says the food is delicious. I'm like, you're not going for the food.
There's a place I know. It's called the library. I'm going to the library, honey. I'll be back.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Does Hooters still exist?
Yes.
Guys used to use that excuse back then. Hey, I'm going for the wings.
Yeah. Is there a Hooters in Los Angeles still?
Yes, there is Hooters.
There used to be. One they in used Southgate. To be all over the place. But
there's one in Southgate.
I go to a place called Big Wings. It's on Laurel Canyon. It's so good.
What's it called? Big Wings?
Big Wings.
Wings.
Big Wings.
Yeah. I go to a place called Pazzo's. It's really good. It's kind of Asian sort of delicious. What's going on? Like when I go to a hotel room service, I'll order wings. A lot of times that's a first night thing on vacation.
Right.
Like we're going down to San Diego for the weekend. I'll definitely order wings probably to start in room service. But the drumsticks have gotten just gigantic. What are these chickens? Are they like messing with the chickens genetically to give them these gigantic?
Whenever anybody asks me a question that's even remotely like this, I say one word.
What?
Steroids.
Steroids.
They're feeding those chickens steroids.
Right. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you get a drumstick and you're like, holy, how did this chicken even walk with this drumstick? Yeah, they're delicious, though. So happy National Wings Day. All right, let's see. We got a bunch of other stuff I need to get in here, John. For example, here are a couple of let's do the Joe Buck story. You saw Joe Buck, what he did?
I think so. I think I know where you're going.
Joe Buck got new hair plugs to start the NFL season, and he sent out an Instagram photo of him
good
actually
him.
Getting the hair plugs.
You know, because he said for years he was in his book, which is very good, by the way. It's called Lucky Bastard.
Yes.
He says that took over his life.
Yeah.
That he had several transplants when he was younger, and he was super worried about it and super stressed out about it. And now, obviously, he's not stressed out
Doesn't
about
care.
It anymore. Yeah.
This is what he said on his Instagram post, and this is a picture with, like, four
bunch of people working on his
surgeons
head.
Surgeons working on his head. He says, training camp doesn't just start for players. New network, newly arranged policies, newly arranged follicles. Hello, ESPN. Cannot wait for September 12th and for this green to wash out of my hair. I promise I'll look normal-ish by week one. Oh, and why four people on one head? It's a big head. Now, he says, did you see the haircut he's going to go with?
No.
He says, it's an ode to one of my top five shows of all time, Peaky Effin' Blinders.
I never saw that show.
Yeah. Look at the free. It's like a mohawk kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's going all in. So, Joe Buck.
Yeah, good for him.
By the way, it's just better to be honest about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and totally cool.
And obviously, and he, you know, was very traumatic. He was very traumatized by this early in his career. And good for him that he got over it.
So, if you got one. If I told you have to get one thing fixed, what would you get fixed? If, like, for example, Dr. Grant Stevens or some, you know, what would you get fixed? Would you add a little more hair there on the forehead?
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Call
Joe.
Call Dr. Grant.
Yeah, call Dr. Grant.
That's a good question. So you're basically giving me a free plastic surgery
Correct.
Slash free. Improvement
yes.
thing.
Like right. little Botox? What, little Botox?
This probably is outside the realm of your question.
Yes.
But I'd like to be 4 inches taller.
Yeah, I don't know if Dr. Grant can do anything about that.
Yeah, probably not. So I'd like to go, I'm in between 6 and 6'1". 6'4", I'm home.
Raise your eyebrows. Yeah, no, he doesn't have Botox. You can tell if you ask somebody to raise their eyebrows, you can tell
can't
if
do
they
it.
Have Botox. No, people, like I can't. But there are people who can't. They've frozen face
Girl,
from Botox.
Don't girls still have Botox parties? where people come over.
Do they?
And,
yeah. I mean, I got nothing against Botox. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's if that makes you feel better,
you be you.
Yeah. If
you
that makes you feel better, I'm all for it.
You want to improve yourself, and it's going to make you feel better and help your self confidence. Go for it.
Okay. I got one more thing to get in here. This is kind of maybe we can be of service in some way. Lamar Odom. Is losing, this is the headline, losing tens of thousands of dollars after he fired his social media team and they hijacked his account. So apparently he hired a social media team to handle his Twitter, his Instagram, his TikTok, his Facebook, all that stuff.
Right.
He fired them and they will not give him the passwords to his social media accounts now.
Until he pays them?
Until he pays. So one source says Lamar has deals with companies where he's required to post on social media, but he can't do it right now. He's losing about $8,000 per post. He has 15 deals right now, including car, weed, clothing companies, restaurants, hotels, beverage lines. He's not able to promote them on social media. Our source says Lamar and his new team are working with Meta, Facebook, to gain access to the accounts and working with TikTok and Twitter as well. Now, two things come up here. First of all, how do you get $8,000 for a post? Like, how many followers?
I think the Kardashians get way more than that.
Oh, they do. But, I mean, is there like a little... Are there, like, crumbs around this table that I can pick up?
Yeah, probably.
With my whatever number of followers I have? Like, how many does Lamar Odom have?
I don't know, but by the way, Lamar Odom's one of the great guys of all time. I know he's had problems and almost died a few years ago.
Yeah, sure.
Love Lamar. Great guy. If he owes money to this social media team that he fired, then he should pay him. And resolve the issue that way.
Oh, yeah. He's got 3.7 million followers on Twitter. That is way more than me.
So, I've told you this story before.
I believe it's $6,000 a post.
Okay. So, I've told you this story before. Lakers win the title in 2009 and in 2010.
Yep.
So, in 2009, we go to the White House.
Yes.
And in 2010, because we had just gone to the White House the year before, we went to a Boys and Girls Club in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And President Obama came in and Phil Jackson. So I got there half an hour early with a cameraman. And I'm sitting around and all the kids are sitting at their desk and they're waiting for the players to get there.
Yep.
And I said, so I'm just making conversation. I said, who are you guys most interested in seeing? Is it Kobe? And they went, no. And I go, really? Is Pau Gasol? No. Phil Jackson? No. Is Lamar Odom coming? I go, you guys know Lamar? They go, yeah. He's on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
I said, how many of the Kardashians can you name? And every kid in there could name them all.
Wow.
They just rat like Courtney,
Kim. Let me see if I know. So the older ones are Kim, Courtney, and Khloe.
Correct.
The younger ones are Kylie and... I'm stumped on the last one.
Most highest paid model in the world right now.
Kevin.
Kevin. You're close.
Kevin. Kylie and it starts with a
Dates
K.
Dates Devin
probably.
Booker. If that helps.
Chris, no.
Chris is the mom.
Chris is the mom, right?
Kendall is the name
Kendall
you're looking for.
Is the name I'm
and
looking
you left
for.
One out.
Who'd I leave out?
Kevin.
No.
Oh, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy Kardashian. Is it Todd Disick?
That's Lord Disick, LD.
But he's technically not a Kardashian.
He's out now because
Scott
Disick was Courtney's ex-husband, but he's out because Courtney has remarried.
Travis Barker.
Right.
Yep.
You're still missing one.
I'm missing the guy one, right? The one who got fat and left the show.
Yeah. He's not fat anymore.
I can't think of his name.
Rob.
That's right. Rob Kardashian.
Yeah. Who used to intern at Channel 2 when I was there and is a really good dude.
Did he go back to the show afterwards? Like, is he on the Hulu version?
Yeah, he's on there sometimes.
Yeah, I see the Hulu sometimes.
Yeah.
I got a general feel for what's going on.
That a boy, Juan. Keep it on down
there. It's there. It's there.
Keep it on down there.
Trust me. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Jorge's game today. Got a sneak preview there, Jorge?
Bergman, is anybody from the late show playing?
Yeah, Beto.
All right,
Beto!
Good. We'll get Beto Duran in here.
My best
the hero
friend,
of
Beto.
Team Mason.
That's coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. It's game of games time. Oh, the golf story's coming back. I hit this one there, and he hit that one here.
They're like fish stories. I had him. I had him on the hook, Mace.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous because you quit golf.
Beto Duran is here, who is the MVP of our 7-10 All-Star softball game, which definitely gets Beto into the
studio
guest host rotation. did we book Beto to fill in for John one day? Don't tell me what day.
I don't know what day because it's all going to be on the Wheel of Dummies or whatever you call it.
Wheel of Dummies.
Wheel of Bobos.
That's not very complimentary.
Wait, what?
Every day. When
you're either a dummy or a Bobo. Do you have a preference?
John's gone for a week coming up. And so every day we're going to spin the wheel of co-hosts, and I'm not going to know who the co-host is going to be. They're just going to bust into the studio. I'm going to find out, and that's how we're going to do the show. What do you think?
Oh, I'm Greg. Cancel me. I am not involved in this.
Get me that third.
Wait. I'm filling in for Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. You're cool.
Wait, I thought we had already fixed all this. Now you're coming in here like,
calling me a Bobo.
Like, or a dummy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Not a dummy, a Bobo. I would never call anybody a dummy. But
who
a Bobo,
said
yes.
Wheel of Dummies? Bergman did.
Okay. Wheel of Bobos.
Yeah. Bobos, right. Dummies, same thing.
All right. Whatever. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, thank you, Beto.
it's great to see you.
It's Jorge's game today. Jorge, what do you got for us?
Okay, so my buddy Richard and his wife, Vester, are having a baby boy. They just told me last week.
Okay.
So I want to help them come up with the name. We're going to go down the alphabet, A, B, C, whatever.
Okay.
We're gonna go, you're going to give me names.
Okay.
You got 3 seconds to respond.
Yep.
If you repeat the name, you're out.
You're out.
Two strikes.
Okay, or you can't come up.
These are names of boys, girls, anything.
Two strikes and you're out. Okay.
Any name with an A.
Any name with an A.
Who goes first?
Mace is going to go. Mace, Beto, you, and Greg.
Okay.
So here we go.
It's to me.
Mace, name with boy's name with the letter A.
Alex.
Beto. Alejandro.
Andrew.
Augustus.
Three.
Abby.
No, that's not a boy.
Girl. Boy name. Man.
I thought it was
strike one.
I don't like this game.
Minus one for complaining.
Minus one, you're out.
Oh, wow.
Screw all you guys.
All right, here we go.
Two.
Minus two.
May start with the baby name with a B.
Bob.
Braulio. Give you the most Mexican name you can think of.
Babeto.
Babeto?
No, he was good for Brazil.
I know.
Babeto?
Babeto was close enough. Yeah, he was good for Brazil.
Yeah. It passes.
Bradley.
Bernadette.
That's a girl. You're out. You're out.
Since when is it only guys' name?
That's what he said.
I said he's having a baby boy.
The second time.
That's a baby boy.
You messed up with A.
Don't fill in.
First you said Abby. And then Bernadette.
Yeah, and I'm the Bobo filling in.
You really want his friend to have a girl, man.
Oh, so the baby's a boy.
Baby boy.
We're down to, and then there were three.
He's out.
Okay. Quickest out ever.
Baby
no, Mason's out?
Yeah.
No, don't leave him for the jokes.
I'll throw in boys' names. I'll throw in girls' names just for every letter.
Sure.
Okay?
Here we go.
Beto with the letter C. Let's go.
Claudel.
Claudel Washington.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Charlie.
Craig.
Chuck.
Are you not going?
Oh, Mason, I'm sorry.
Cindy.
Stop.
Chuck.
Carlos.
Champ.
You.
You are terrible at this.
One. Done.
Cabernet.
I like Cabernet.
To the stage. Cabernet.
Yes. The lovely.
Cabernet. To the stage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, Cabernet.
Speaking of the library.
Yeah. Speaking of the library.
Is there still a game going on?
Yeah.
What letter are we on?
Let's go with a D. Let's go.
D?
No,
Donna.
No. Yeah, he's going girls' names.
Oh, you're going last?
Yeah, you go boys' names.
Doug.
Daniel.
David.
Diana.
Daniel.
I said
that.
Yeah,
he said that.
All right, so strike one for better. Let's strike one for better.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay.
So we start with the letter, what's the A, B, C, D, E?
A, B, C, D.
Yes, again.
Is it me or does Beto start?
No, we go with you.
Edward.
Ernie.
Edna.
Who's Eugenio?
That's good.
Eduardo.
Evan.
Eloise.
Everardo.
What?
Everardo.
Yeah, that is the name? Yeah, that is the name?
Everardo. All right. Yeah. Eli.
Ezekiel.
Eve.
Eloy.
How do you spell it?
E-L-O-Y.
Yeah, no, that's Eloy. A name?
Eloy Jimenez.
All right.
Yeah.
Then Elroy.
Okay. Three.
Estuary.
Estuary.
John's the only one with no strikes.
Estuary.
Give me an E name.
Estuary.
Estuary.
I thought you were just going to say Esteban, which is Stephen Spanish.
E. Urgency.
Ireland, they're not playing enough of that E word. Urgency.
Letter F. Let's go, Bergman. F.
Frank.
Francis.
Francisco.
Three.
Ford.
That's the last name.
No, it's not.
Fred.
Ford Fairlane.
Frida.
Federico.
Three. Can I just say Fred?
Two. I already said Fred.
Said Fred.
Okay, strike, so that's strike one for me.
Right,
so everybody has one strike. Mason's out. But he's doing out. Girls' names.
Mason is hard to follow because it's like seeing his face. No, because your face, you're so into it.
All right, but letter G. Let's go.
G?
G.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Gabriel.
Gabriel.
My brother.
Okay. Greg.
Jeffrey.
Georgette.
Gregorio.
Gregorio.
Gary.
Grant.
Greta.
It does throw him off.
Because he says it in like the eyes, like he's all into it. Like, Garrett.
Gordon.
Three. Two, one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rextory.
Beto, it's just me. It's me and you and the girls' names.
All right.
I can't even imagine the H.
H. Let's go with H. John, start with H.
Okay. Henry.
Helga.
Umberto.
Oh, very good.
Myself.
Yeah. Hal.
Henriette.
Hank.
Horatio.
Hester.
Hideki.
Oh, yeah.
Matsui!
Yeah, that's right.
Harry.
I'm not.
You're out.
Hebert.
Hebert.
Hebert Marquez, Mayor Maywood. There we go.
Hebert. Herbert.
Oh.
Mm.
Three.
Horace.
Oh, good.
Grant.
Three, two. One.
Helly.
Helly. Helstery.
So now Beto gets the win.
I'm trying to think of another H. Did I miss an obvious one?
Hank.
Oh, no, we got Hank. We did Hank.
Harry, we did.
Hans.
Hans.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
Hans and photographer.
Yeah. Great villains of all time. Yeah,
that was good.
There you go. So, is that in the background? Did I?
That's
hear
a good game. Hey, Jorge, credit to you for not messing it up.
Yeah, that was
usually
a good game,
you do.
Jorge.
That was good.
Right? Yeah, it's no double gay Jeopardy, but it was good.
No, double gay Jeopardy was a great, great bit. So, Beto, you're on the board. It was super double gay Jeopardy.
Yeah, super double gay Jeopardy. I apologize.
Do I hear Kaplan in the background yelling Love Boat?
Hey, yeah. Cappy.
Love Boat.
Cappy, what's up? Did you hear Beto win his very first game of games?
Love that. And it's early now, right? Because Bergman won the first game of the new month yesterday, right?
No. Laura did.
Oh, Laura did.
Yeah. So the score for August is Laura won, Beto won.
August? We're in July, aren't we?
Yeah, but we started
Bergman
early.
Bergman wrapped it up early, so we started the new month.
Yeah, we started the new month.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Your fiscal year, okay.
Yeah, it's our fiscal year.
Yeah, something like that.
Way to represent, Beto.
Hey, yeah, so Cap, I saw this story break while we were on the air that the city of San Diego sued the Chargers for moving, and the suit got dismissed. Was that expected?
Yeah. Pretty much, because it's the same old clowns that are about 5 years too late.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
No, it's true.
Are you talking about the politicians down there? Are the politicians screwing it up?
Yeah, I mean, it's
who's at fault for the Chargers leaving? Is it the politicians or is it the Chargers?
I'm taking the blame for this one now, Beto?
Yeah. Well, you pushed them out.
I don't know if I pushed them out. Mm-hmm. I mean, did I? Did I really push them out? Mm-hmm. Well, all I can tell you is this. Steve, the answer to your question is the person most responsible is the owner of the Chargers himself, Dean Spanos.
Right.
However, the mayor of the city and the county supervisors, all of them did a crap job. And but listen, the Chargers were out. They weren't sticking around. Mm-hmm. They saw what was going on in L.A. They wanted a piece of it. You know, whether it was going to be with the Raiders or with the Rams, they didn't care. They just wanted out because there was never going to be a stadium built in San Diego anything like what SoFi Stadium is, which is – you know, the greatest stadium in the world, even though they're just kind of borrowing a room in it.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I wonder, my guess is the NFL will never return to San Diego.
Never.
You think, Cap?
Oh, gosh, no, never. No. Never. Yeah. Why does the NFL need San Diego? You know, it's
small
got
small market. Why would you?
It's got right. It's got two teams in L.A., and it's got, you know, headquarters now, a West Coast headquarters in L.A. Network is in L.A.
Yep.
Super Bowls can be hosted in L.A. Same weather. There's no need for San Diego anymore.
And Kaplan's in L.A.
Right. Right. Now that I'm in L.A., there's no need to come back down.
All right. Know? So we were just talking about Joe Buck a minute ago. Did you hear the conversation about Joe Buck?
I did not, as a matter of fact.
So Joe has put out a picture on Instagram of him getting new hair plugs for the season.
Didn't he almost die from that?
No, he put on this Instagram.
No, didn't he almost die from hair plugs like a decade ago?
Right. He had some issues with it.
He was very emotional. I mean, he was very traumatized by it early when he was young. Because he started getting hair transplants when he was in his 20s.
Yeah, so he's on Instagram, he put out a photo of him with four doctors around him putting hair plants in. And he said, training camp doesn't start for just the players. New network, newly arranged follicles. Hello, ESPN. Cannot wait for September 12th. I actually love the fact that he's comfortable letting people into this. And I said to John, if I could give you like one... Cappy, you'll be honest about this. Give you one...
free improvement surgery. So plastic surgery, improve your physical appearance, and it's free. Yeah. What are you using?
What are you doing? Getting your stomach stapled?
Let me hit the stager, and then I'll tell you.
All right. Okay.
Oh, good idea.
AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in L.A. sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh, my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It will only grow stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk. Presented by Coors Light. Coors Light. Made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Love boat. All right, so you get a free plastic surgery treatment. Cappy, what are you going to do?
First of all, I didn't realize I don't follow Joe Buck. I just looked at these pictures. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's for real doing it, and he's for real honest about it, and it's really cool.
It is, and yet on the other hand, it's like, wow, you're so vain that you can't just go bald. But on the other hand, I'm so vain too, so I would probably do the same thing.
What you would? Well, wait a minute. You've got hair, right?
I do have hair.
Yeah, but what you're saying is...
So what surgery are you having?
Yeah, if we gave you a freebie, though, what would you use it on?
Probably liposuction on my fat belly.
All right, Beto, how about you?
I mean, we've all did the cool sculpting. We showed it. That's no problem. But for me, because, you know, we can work off some, you know, mixing a salad every now and then, Cap. But give me the one where they get rid of your chins.
Oh, you want to get rid of the
chins? Is it Kybella or something like that, where you have that jawline?
Yeah,
give me that one right there, because on TV, you look better.
Yeah, hey, Dr. You know what we do?
Because we can hide the stomach on TV.
What did you guys say?
I said I want to be 4 inches taller. I don't know if there's surgery that
really
would get me that.
Procedure to
I can wear lifts.
Leg.
Should I start wearing lifts?
Yeah,
you
want to
be 6'5"?
Yeah, I want to be 6'4".
Wouldn't that be great? My goal was to be 6 feet when I grew up. And
it's pretty cool being above 6 foot. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You should get like those Gene Simmons Kiss platform shoes.
Nah, that's too much work.
No. That's not what I'm going to get.
What did Mace decide?
What'd you say? I can't remember.
I didn't really give an answer because some
you're physically flawless.
I've
you're perfect the way you are.
Flawless.
Really?
Yes.
By John's wife.
I had an agent who wanted me to get a nose job, and I was like, "Nope, you're fired."
Yeah, I went to college with her.
yes, you did.
Yeah,
I got my teeth. I got veneers.
That's not plastic surgery.
That's not plastic surgery.
Right, but it's a self-improvement.
You know, you look good for your age, though.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. For your age, you look good.
You look good for your age.
Yeah. One of the comedians last night did a whole bit on this. Said, I went to a comedy show last night, and by the way, this was a great idea.
This was at the Magic and Comedy Club?
Yeah, and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach.
Nice.
And by the way, if you want to go back to what life was like before the pandemic in 2017, I have found the spot. It is Hermosa Beach, California.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right. Everybody's back in the bars. Everybody's back in the restaurants. Everybody's
all
hooking
over
up.
Each other.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Sharkies!
Yeah, but one guy did a whole bit about compliments and how you should be very careful about sticking extra words on the end of compliments. And somebody just did that when they said, you look very good for your age.
Well, he doesn't look good, but he looks good for his age.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what I said. That's not a compliment.
That is a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
Go find somebody your age and guarantee like, you they're going to look washed up and done.
That sweatshirt looks good on you. What did you say? I can't remember.
I didn't really give an answer because I...
you're physically flawless.
You're perfect the way you are. Flawless.
Really?
Yes. By John's wife.
I had an agent who wanted me to get a nose job, and I was like, "Nope, you're fired."
Yeah, I went to college with her.
yes, you did.
Yeah.
I got my teeth. I got veneers.
That's not plastic surgery.
That's not plastic surgery.
Right, yeah. But it's a self-improvement.
You know, you look good for your age, though.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah. For your age, you look good.
You look good for your age.
Yeah. One of the, you know what's funny?
Hey, have you ever...
Comedians last night did a whole bit on this, said, I went to a comedy show last night, and by the way, this was a great idea.
This was at the Magic and Comedy Club?
Yeah, and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach.
Nice.
And by the way, if you want to go back to what life was like before the pandemic in 2017, I have found the spot. It is Hermosa Beach, California.
Oh, my gosh.
It's right. Everybody's back in the bars. Everybody's back in the restaurants. Everybody's
all
hooking
over
up.
Each other.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Sharkies!
Yeah, but one guy did a whole bit about compliments and how you should be very careful about sticking extra words on the end of compliments. And somebody just did that when they said, you look very good for your age.
Well, he doesn't look good, but he looks good for his age.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what I said. That's not a compliment.
That is a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
Go find somebody your age and guarantee you they're going to look washed up and done.
That sweatshirt looks good on you for someone your size.
I'd agree.
Why can't I just say that sweatshirt looks good on you?
Because it's an XL, so it should be a large, though. Yeah. I wear an XL on
purpose.
But
see, he added for your size.
Hey, but if you're so...
For your size is the backhand.
Yeah, that's the backhand.
If you're so sensitive about the backhand, then you got bigger issues.
I'm super sensitive.
Mace, I'm going to take you...
I'm like one big callus.
Where are you going to take him? Hold on.
Here's what you
Wait,
do.
You just took me on here, a taco tour Tuesday. Mace, where are you going to take
Mace? If you want to feel good about yourself,
yes.
Go watch youth sports, and you're going to see some of these dads that are just drinking all the time, smoking all the time, and they're so stressed out because they hate everything about their life, and they're yelling from left field at their kid, throw strikes, right?
There's a lot of that.
And they're in their 40s, and you're like, damn, that guy's washed up. You will feel great about yourself.
When I was in high school, I was an umpire. That's how I made money.
Me too.
And Beto, you did a good job of describing what the parents were like. And when they would come up and berate me and get in my face, I would look at them like I didn't speak English.
You too?
And it would drive them crazy. Like,
how
can you call that a strike?
Yep.
It was 2 feet over his head. Why are you even here? Well, I would look at him and go, ¿Cómo? And I'd walk away.
What's your line that you learned in high school? You should say that.
What?
The thing you memorized in high school.
El gato, blah, blah, whatever you say.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I caramba, donde cuatro no encuentranada, mamá, ti Luisa, como gritas, hijo, no estamos solo, donde estás.
That's a perfect during the Little League game.
And what did he say?
I said, ay caramba, oh, darn it, when they clean my room, I can't find anything. Mom, Aunt Louise, stop shouting, son. We're not deaf. And that's chapter 5 of the ALM Spanish book. So, Beto, he taught me this. If anyone ever asks you can speak Spanish, just recite that. Yeah. They won't know that you can.
You don't need AP Spanish. You go to Corona Del Mar, you'll get that. Hey, Cappy, I got
my Spanish teacher at Corona Del Mar, Señor Pez.
Señor Pez. Señor Fish?
Mr. Fish.
Hey.
Ken Fish.
So, Cappy, I was playing golf today.
Yeah.
Carson High Alumni Association Golf Tournament. I played it today.
Any birdies?
Yeah, we actually did well. So, I got paired up with a couple gentlemen who are older. They're class of 80. Listeners,
they're 80 years old.
No, class of 1980.
Class of 80.
Oh, class
so
of
they're
1980.
A year older than me.
Yeah, they love the station.
Yep.
About the eighth hole, they realize that my name is Beto Duran, and they're like, "Oh, hey, okay, well, I hear you. Okay, good, good, good." Then about the 10th hole, one gentleman says, "Okay, I got a game for you." I'm like, "Okay, the lifeboat game that Mason and Ireland played.
The lifeboat game.
If you had to pick Mason and Ireland." Who would you pick?
So what'd you answer?
Cap, go for it.
If I had to pick Mason
so
or
you
Ireland?
And there's you have three really seats difficult. You have 3 seats in your boat, Cap. You and Beto have 2 of them.
Yep.
Mason,
and you can either save me or Mason. The
Mason,
other guy
Mason.
Sharks.
Yep.
Get him and eat him alive.
They're both big fans of the station. They love both of you.
Did they give answers?
Yeah.
So Cap, who do you save? Who do you feed to the sharks?
Wow, hold on a second. I'm not ready to just immediately answer this. I have to contemplate the
Better, what did you say?
Oh, I said Ireland all day.
What did they
draw Ireland or what did,
I save Ireland all day long.
What did they say?
One Ireland?
Yeah.
One Mason.
Wow.
Because one of them said, Mason I can talk football with.
Ah.
Yeah. Big true. Rams fan.
Yep.
Yeah, other, Mason does pay closer attention to the NFL than I do.
Carson High football 1980, so they want to talk nice. Football with you. The other guy picked Ireland because you said rich people will always find a way to survive.
Exactly. You know, and you know what you know what I would do?
Yeah, they always do.
I would pay for a replacement boat to come and pick us up, and then you know, we'd be all set.
But it was just cool to be out there and have people recite and repeat what goes on the station.
Yes.
And to know that they listen so much and they know the games, they know the bits, and I just want to bring that up.
That happened a couple of times while I was out in the desert this last weekend. I was at a place in La Quinta, and two guys were there, and they were talking about the softball game.
La Quinta, okay.
And then I went to Desert Hot Springs, and there was a guy that said, hey, Mason. And so here's the thing I wonder. So I am in the pool. And that guy that recognized me is in the pool. And we're not talking. We're, like, at opposite ends of the pool. And all I could think is that guy's, like, looking over, like,
looking
you
at
feel
you.
Like you've got eyes on you. And I wonder what that must be like multiplied by many, many, by many when you're a super famous
super
person.
Super famous,
it
yeah.
must be unbelievably
they can't go
difficult.
Anywhere.
One guy, and I'm, like, nervous.
Like, imagine if these athletes go to Disneyland. And they got the VIP pass where they don't wait in line or anything like that. But regardless, everybody looking at you all the time. So it's kind of like Cap in San Diego. You know?
Cappy, you've been avoiding an answer.
Well,
here.
Here's why. Because, here's
it's
me.
It's hard.
But Beto and I are on the boat.
Yes,
and we have to, and it's either Mason or Ireland.
Yes.
The dynamics all change because it's Beto and I have to try and figure out between Mason and Ireland.
Just answer the question.
No, but Beto, you know, you'll get along better with Ireland.
Scientific process.
No, well, but it is a scientific process because Beto will get along better with Ireland.
I get along great with everybody. All right, let's go.
I will get along even more so with Mason. But here's the thing. Which of the two of them could possibly help us the most get out of this situation we're in?
Oh, me.
Why?
For sure.
No way.
Why?
You're talking about once you're on the boat and you're stuck in the middle of the
right.
ocean,
so
who
if
can
it's
be
me,
of help?
Right. If it's me, Beto, and Mason, or if it's me,
I'm
Beto, and
Ireland. I'm a much better swimmer
than John's a better athlete.
I am a fisherman.
Oh,
I'm not.
By the way, that's,
I'm not.
I grew up fishing. I grew up hunting and
fishing. When was the last time you went fishing? And you weren't in the middle of the ocean?
Probably 10 years
ago. You were in a pond.
That was probably 10 years. I used to fish Lake Erie all the time.
Okay.
You know, Lake Erie famous for...
The fire.
Perch.
You know, yeah.
No, that was the Monongahela River, wasn't it?
No.
No, Cuyahoga River.
Was it? That's where the River, outside of Cleveland.
What happened?
Caught on fire.
The river?
Yeah, the river caught. You've heard this story,
no,
haven't you?
Haven't.
Yeah, the
answer
River
the question.
Caught on fire. Who
no,
are you
did.
Up?
He said Mason.
Yeah, no, he's still.
I'm keeping Mason. No, I'm keeping
you
Mason.
Sure?
Sorry, Ireland. I mean, I'm sorry to do this to you.
I'm not offended in the least.
But you're going in.
Yeah.
I'm a better swimmer. I get a chance to outswim those sharks.
Nope.
I would throw it back to you two guys, Mason and Ireland. So you got me and Beto, and you two guys
you
have seats. You have seats on the boat.
Yeah.
Now, is it me or is it Beto?
No, I'm saving Beto because I've known him longer.
Okay.
I've met his kids. You'd pick Cap. You'd kill yourself.
Yeah. Because I go at it with Mason. So
Well, here's the thing, Beto. You're not on my boat.
Love.
Well, as you know, Beto, my boat would be kind of like
we'd have a yacht.
Well, yeah, and my boat would be like the top of Titanic, where everybody was in tuxedos. Mason's would be the bottom when everybody was in steerage.
Steerage, right? We would be in steerage. You and me, Cappy, we're in steerage.
Right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
I don't even know what steerage is. All I know is caviar, sir. Let's
yeah,
go
there
bring
you go.
It
bring
sure.
it on.
That's you. Hey. I used to know you before you were like all uppity.
I was always uppity. I just didn't have a voice.
It's like now you golf and you talk about yachts and you. What happened?
I have rich friends.
What happened to Man of the People, Beto?
It was all an act.
Yo.
It was all an act.
Very
it was all just
you
an
gotta,
act.
What do you say? You got to either. What's your line about always ascend or?
You're either ascending or descending.
Yeah, so I've been ascending
been
for
ascending.
A while. Yeah. So I went from having a little dinghy boat now.
It's Friday. Yikes. It's Friday. Mason and I are about to go on a serious descent in about 10 minutes.
By the way, Beto, I think you look great for a big guy.
Thanks.
Mate, you know one thing we never brought up today?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that, like, almost as a news dump, that late last night the Cardinals took that clause out of Kyler Murray's contract.
Yeah, they removed
that
it.
That says he has to study film for. Who looks worse now? The team or Kyler?
The team. Yeah. Yeah. The team looks awful.
No, I think they made Kyler look bad. He's now always going to be known as the guy who has no work ethic.
Right.
Right. They just did their own guy wrong, didn't they?
Every time he loses or every time he throws a bad interception.
Should have watched a little more film.
Right. You know what that the reason is? Because he don't study film. That guy plays Xbox too much.
Right.
That's his problem.
There's a play that he made against the Rams in the playoffs last year, where the Rams blitzed him.
Oh, we just destroyed the Cardinals.
And Kyler Murray's running around back there trying to make a play, and he just throws the ball up for grabs, like to get rid of it, and one of the Rams intercepts it and returns it for a touchdown.
Yep. Right.
That's the play that's going to run every time this subject gets talked about on a panel show.
I think the contract is a terrible contract. I would not have signed Kyler Murray to a 100 bajillion or whatever the hell it is.
$230 million.
$230 bajillion.
No way. No way. The collapses in the second half are not accidental. I'm not a buyer on Kyler Murray.
Really? You know what I was thinking about? Like, we all assume that if you make it to the NFL in your chosen profession, that you're one of the best to do it. You wouldn't ascend to an NFL job if you weren't really good at it. But that's not necessarily true. If you look around front offices in the NFL, aren't the Bidwells running the Cardinals?
Yeah.
You know, they've always been a little bit Keystone Cops down
there.
Like,
they have.
Cap was talking about the Spanoses. They've always been a little,
The Bidwells,
Like, you win in spite of them.
I'm trying to think. Arizona went to the Super Bowl one time that I can think of. Did they go
lost to the Kurt Warner, Steelers?
That was the Kurt Warner year, right.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner, man.
I know, right?
Got Arizona to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, Hall of Fame.
We were talking the other day about how long do you guys think the list is of teams that have never been to the Super Bowl?
Never been.
Never so there's been. 32 teams in the NFL, right?
Yep.
And
that have never been
to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. How long do you think that list is? Out of 32, guess.
Five.
Okay.
Seven.
Cap?
10.
I think Mace is the closest. Here are the teams that have never been. All right,
I was just trying to think it out in my head, like Jacksonville,
let's
Cleveland,
try to
Cleveland one,
yep. mm-hmm.
Houston two,
yep.
okay. mm-hmm.
Jacksonville three, yep.
mm-hmm.
okay, and those are the only three in the AFC. Then you go to the NFC, Lions. So that's three in the AFC,
yep.
right? Lions make four, right?
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Is that it? Really? Only four teams?
Four.
I've never been to Super Bowl.
That's it.
Wow.
You got to be pretty inept to never.
Well, you just mentioned some inept teams.
Yeah, they are pretty inept.
But that's it. That's the list. Four teams.
It's the lottery tickets.
Oh, Jorge just walked in with our life. Now, what's it at? What's the
$1.2 billion.
How many do you get?
You get two Juan Soto's.
We bought $80 worth of tickets. How many tickets do we get for $80?
40. You get 40 of them. They're $2 a piece.
Oh, Brenda got
Brenda
in.
Brenda got right. in. So wait, a quick pick is $2?
Yeah.
Damn. So $100 in quick pick tickets.
But let me get this
first
straight.
First thing you buy, Mace, if you get $250 million, what are you doing?
Massage
the station.
Yeah,
really good. Buy the station.
Yeah. Oh, I did suggest that. Buying the station would
if
be
you
awesome.
Buy, if you buy the station, your first move is what?
Fire who?
You don't have to, it doesn't have to necessarily have to be a firing.
Come on.
Could be a promotion.
You can get rid of Sedano.
Could be a promotion.
It'd be me, Beto.
Oh, I was trying not to say your name, but.
I think I would move Laura to management.
Really?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Nice.
Laura?
And then Laura, who's the first
person? And then everybody's against Laura.
No, who's the first person?
Nobody likes the boss.
I just made you the boss.
All right, Laura, who's the first person you fire? You got to. They say head count. You got to get rid of somebody. Who are you getting rid of?
I don't know.
No. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Jorge,
on,
saying,
yeah, you
Jorge wants
do.
To volunteer.
Jorge's like,
he volunteered. Fine, you're out.
See, there you go. Hating on your own people.
If you don't want to be part of the team, go.
You guys bought how many tickets? You bought $100 worth?
$100.
So okay, $100. Mason, so 50. We got 50, George?
And who's in? Who's in on your team? Is it? It's Mason,
Mason
Ireland.
Mason, Ireland, Bergman, and then George
and
Brenda.
Brenda.
Okay, so you guys are in. Okay, we also need to do the same thing today. We need to put our money together.
You got
to
make it rain,
you
man.
Wasn't it tonight at like 7
it is.
O'clock?
It is, and I haven't gone to get any yet. Now, where'd you guys get these tickets? Remember we had the conversation about where you buy tickets?
Oh, stop
where,
it.
No, that makes a big difference.
No,
where you
gas station near his house.
Nobody is ever going to win. If you buy tickets to Bluebird, West LA, you're never going
to
win.
What about like Beverly Hills? No way.
No way.
That's why you got to go to like Hawthorne.
Yeah, Bluebird, Liquor, and Hawthorne. Yeah, isn't it?
That's where all the TV news stations go whenever they're doing a lotto story. They go to Bluebird.
Go to the IE people. The IE.
Yeah, the IE.
Go to Hesperia. Kaplan, go to Hesperia. Go to Hemet.
Damn.
Hemet.
Go to Hemet.
Yeah, I can see somebody from Hemet winning it. Yeah.
We got to get a bunch ourselves. We need ours, too.
No,
no. What do you mean, no? We're not going to at least play? No.
Well, how are you going to get them? It ends. Well, your show's going to be on the air when they do the drawing.
We're going to need somebody to go run an errand for us.
Okay. Well, right. I will be listening to you try to find that person to run that errand.
Mace,
you're
on your way out, right?
Can you help, Mace?
Come on.
Monday is a Mace. You want me to buy you tickets?
Yeah, just please run and grab us.
Oh, God, I'd love how to many? Do that, and I'm busy.
$100.
how many? $100?
See, this is why you don't get saved.
You want me to get you $100 worth of tickets, Kevin?
Please.
You won't. Do that?
Will you be in our group so that if we
No, separate.
Hit? No.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If you guys... What's Mason's reward for buying you the tickets?
Hey.
Full share.
Full share. Yeah, you're trying to be like Magic or Jordan and screw Jack Haley out of his full share?
How about this? Would you guys sell us? Would you, the Mason and Ireland show, sell the Sedano and Cap show half of your $100 right now?
So you'd all owe us $10.
Right.
I would do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, so Beto, you
I'm out. I don't believe
you're out.
Beto's,
all right,
Beto's,
so,
just, Beto's just
so
not
it's
No,
going
because
here.
I'd rather save my
it's
$10.
It's just Cap and Laura?
Cap and Laura.
Yeah, you're in. Cap, okay,
I'm going to buy Sedano a share.
What about Funchy?
Oh, Funchy
right,
too.
All you guys, Funch, yep. Laura, Cap, and Sedano all owe... Four of us, $10.
Yes.
All right, and you're in.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. Deal.
But I want, but
wait,
I also
if
want.
We hit,
Cap's paying my
if
10.
We hit, according to John, everybody will leave en masse.
No, you.
I'll be here. I'll be the only one.
You and Bergman say you're coming in.
Yeah, me and
Jorge
Bergman.
And I are out.
Me and Bergman.
I'm coming in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still coming in.
Bergman's coming in to clean the office.
All right. Monday is Mason Monday, as they're calling
Hell
it
yeah.
around here. The guy who knows how to take mental health days like they're going out of style.
We have a hiccup.
Yeah.
George Briones just texted me. Nope, I'm not selling.
Oh.
Stingy.
Wow.
Stingy.
So Jorge has put the kibosh.
My own people.
Well, you fired him.
He volunteered. He volunteered.
All right.
So on Monday, you'll get some network programming. On Tuesday, Mason and Ireland will be back, although Mason will not be back. Mason will be back on Wednesday.
From Rams Camp.
From Rams Camp. That's right. So, big week. Hey, Cappy, have a fun show, man.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys on, I guess, Wednesday it is.
Yep, Wednesday it is, 710 ESPN.